College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A few minutes ago, Peter was about to play the Lee Ilya stuff. So what would you say has been the detriment of Aaron Boone to the fans? What does he do too much? Protect his players. Would you not agree?
100%, yes.
What would you say Lee Ilya was doing in that spot?
Protecting his players, okay. Absolutely.
So, Eddie, give me number four here. This is Pat Knight, who is the head coach at Lamar University, and I want to set the scene for you. I don't know what year this is, 2014 or 15, and I never heard this one until today.
Mm-hmm.
So one of his players is at the podium. He's talking after a loss.
Okay.
To where Pat Knight walks up and basically tells him to get off the stage. Go ahead, hit it.
All right, let's go. I'm next because you don't have a clue what it takes to win. Let's go. I'm
unhappy with these seniors. That's what I'm unhappy with. It has nothing to do with X's and O's. We got the worst group of seniors right now that I've ever been associated with. Their mentality's awful. Their attitude's awful. It's been their MO for the last 3 years. As you come out of a game like this with no emotion, just flat.
Good. Could you imagine?
Oh my God!
And the visual of him getting up there to the podium, get out of here! You stink! Wow,
that is unbelievable.
Now, not cursing, nothing like that.
But now
I'm going to give you this one. I'm skipping around here a little bit. Number nine, Eddie. Again, I'm going to set the scene. This is Kevin Borsett. Now, who is he? Think this. I mean, a guy really passionate about his job. He was the head coach of Michigan women's basketball. And he is clearly upset. Now, the noise you're going to hear in the beginning is him with his fist smashing the microphone as he's approaching his seat. Go ahead.
That's how I feel. Damn sick and tired of getting out-rebounded. 25 offensive rebounds. First time we block out, we get called for a damn block out. We're pushing people. Meanwhile, they're on the other court grabbing rebounds, going over the top and grabbing them. We get one offensive rebound, the other get called for over the back. We don't block out very damn well, and we're not getting called, one or the other. That's where I'm frustrated. That's where my whole frustration comes in, offensive rebounds. The entire thing came down to offensive rebound. They got every stinking offensive rebound, and we didn't get one of them. What else do you want to know?
I love the end.
Yeah, that's great.
Who's the first one that's going to ask a question after that? So that's two where they're going after their players.
Yeah.
Which is a lot different than what we
hear. A little
bit
of ref there, but no doubt. Definitely the players.
And then I'll give you the all-time. So it's pretty clear Lee Ilya is really best known, maybe not in Chicago and Philly, but around baseball circles or just fans. That's how you know him.
Yes.
And he is unfortunately going to his grave. That is how he will be remembered. 50 years from now, we're going to play that terrible audio. The classic one, and this is Al's favorite, number seven, Eddie. This is the one, as good a coach as this guy is, I'm not even going to tell you who it is, we will always remember this.
You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, he's like 58 now.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
The best part of that, if you've ever seen this, is the female sitting down, like, against the wall behind where he was talking.
Right.
She doesn't flinch the entire, like, you would think people would be, like, wide-eyed.
Yeah.
She's as if this is just a random day and Mike Gundy's going off, so... Those were three. I have a bunch more,
those
but
are great.
Not a lot of time.
I don't know if it was a rant. The one that always sticks in my head is, "What did you think about your? What did you think about your team's execution?"
Tom Lasorda.
That's Tom Lasorda. Yes. Tommy Lasorda.
And
right?
It was Paul Olden.
Yeah.
That asked the question, and Dave Kingman. I actually didn't pull that one. I don't know. I didn't even think of that one.
You guys are confusing two different. What
I am
C-Mac's talking about? That was the Bucks head coach many years ago. What'd you think of your team's execution?
And he says,
I'm in favor of it. This is Lasorda reacting to a Paul Olden question about Kingman's performance. You know, he, C-Mac didn't understand what you were setting up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was asking who it was because I don't even know who the – I forget who it was. One of my favorites – I thought we were done with the segment. I was saying one of my favorites is the coach who was asked about his team's execution, and he said, I'm in favor of it. I thought that was one of the best
lines. I don't know that one.
I've ever heard.
Jim McKay, the 0-16-76 or 77 bucks.
I don't think I've ever heard that one. That's I thought you were referencing Lasorda and Kingman performance. And then Lasorda goes
off. I remember that one too. Yeah.
That's interesting. Obviously, the other ones that are fantastic is my favorite one, which I'm not going to play because we're kind of out of time, but the Mike Singletary, Vernon Davis one, to me, is one of the best for a variety of reasons. And then obviously, you've got the Dennis Green one.
Sure.
About the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jim Mora, not playoffs, but the one where the fans are cheering an injury.
I don't know that one.
The hell with it. We have time. It's Friday. Number five, Eddie, if you don't mind. This one, he's not the Colts coach. He was the Saints coach.
I've been coaching for 34 years, and tonight I saw and heard one of the most disgusting, rudest, sick demonstrations in my entire career. Probably the worst. When Wade Wilson got hurt, I actually looked up in the stands and saw people standing, clapping, and cheering when he was laying on the ground with a knee injury. And I'll say this, those are some sick, sick, sick people. Mentally sick.
I would agree. Cheering an injury sucks.
That sucks.
But I feel like that's an underrated one that no one ever...
I've never heard that one.
You think Jim Mora, you think playoffs.
Yeah, of course.
So there you go. There are some good ones through the years. There's some others as well, but all out of time.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.